This is Ozarks at Large. Season 3 of HBO's True Detective wrapped up last night after 8 episodes of scenes shot in and around Northwest Arkansas. And earlier this month, a new soundstage opened its doors to video and photo productions. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about what True Detective and production facilities like Farm Studios in Hiawassee could do for future filmmaking in the state.
We're here on the soundstage now. This room is a 9,500 square foot room, which pretty much ranks us at the largest soundstage facility in about 500 miles.
The massive building stretches in front of and above Zach Heald, one of the owners of Farm Studios. The black walls and ceilings surround the main feature of the stage, a crisp white cyclorama wall.
The cyclorama wall is a curved wall, so it has no corners.
With no corners, the combined 5,000 square feet of walls and floor blend together, creating a sense of infinite space.
I always tell people, if you think back in like the early 2000s, Apple used to have all those commercials where they were standing in that perfectly white room that felt like it went on forever.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Everyone remembers those Apple commercials. That was filmed in front of a psych wall. They're used for lots of different things. Sometimes you'll see them in music videos painted with color. You'll see them in car commercials painted with color, or maybe just white. Most of the product that you buy online is shot in front of a psych wall.
The wall at Farm Studios, Heald says, is coated in white paint from a local manufacturer.
That's all this is. It's a white paint with absolutely no pigment whatsoever. So when we shine light at it, you don't ever get a weird red or a weird green or a weird blue hue to it. It always is. It's white.
Until it's put to use. Then Heald says they repaint it over and over again.
Anytime that we have a larger production in here, where we have quite a few crew walking in and out of here, we generally end up having to repaint it. Or if something gets, like we have a car that gets driven into the psych, it will need to be repainted afterwards. Once the car has sat on that psych wall a while, it'll, you know, and then you move it, it'll start to chip up some things and you'll start to notice it. And eventually we'll get to the point where it'll be 4 inches of paint on the floor. There are studios in LA that you basically have to walk up onto, like you have to step up on because they have so many layers of paint.
Heald says LA is where they turned to for inspiration when they were designing their studio in Hiawassee.
We were designing the space, we went out to Los Angeles and toured a bunch of our favorite studios there, and then kind of took tons of notes and said, what does Arkansas need versus what does Arkansas want? And we tried to find that line in between of, you know, we wanted to make a space that would be approachable, it would be affordable for Arkansas production, but would still provide a much higher level of infrastructure than we've had access to in the past without going out of state.
Heald says most of the video production economy in the state is made up of corporate and commercial work powered by the companies and brands doing business in Arkansas.
There is a lot of content being produced here. You think about all the social media videos that have to be produced, you know, on the lower end to, you know, Super Bowl commercials on the high end. Like there is just a very broad range. I mean, you think about the training videos that go into plants and factories. You think about the first quarter update from your CEO to your staff. All of those types of little content pieces are being created by somebody.
But Heald says there's plenty of narrative and long-form filmmaking taking place too, albeit in the lower budget range.
We're really seeing the primary budget size that we're seeing come into the state are these, you know, films that are in the $200,000 to $500,000 to maybe $1 million range, which is a great budget. That's something similar you're going to see to like a Hallmark or Lifetime movie. Family friendly a lot of times, you know, like you'll see movies that, you know, may end up in the $5 movie box that were shot in Northwest Arkansas. That's kind of that type of movie that gets brought in right now.
Once in a while, though, a big production does set up shop in the state. Last year, it was HBO's True Detective. Heald says most small-budget productions shoot for less than a month. True Detective was in the region, shooting season 3 of the show for more than 9.
Which is fantastic. But it really started to show us, you know, what were some of the places that Arkansas had to grow in. So, you know, I would say, you know, True Detective taught us a lot in sense of, you know, what is Arkansas ready for? What are they not ready for?
While Heald says he was never on set, he was in the mix. And he believes Arkansas needs to be better prepared in one aspect of production in particular.
One of the big things that I think was learned early on is that our crew talent base here is very shallow. We don't have a massive reserve of crew waiting to jump into action when a production comes to town.
Which, Heald says, isn't to say there's no talented crew in the state. But many are working other jobs or on other projects, so it can be difficult to pull them all together for a production the size of True Detective, which often required crews day and night for months at a time.
We need to start really taking that seriously and working towards providing educational opportunities and workshops and ways to get young people that want to work into this industry plugged in and get them an opportunity here to grow their experience, grow their skill set, and provide real value on set to productions.
Especially since the tide is changing, and Heald says there will be more opportunities to work on bigger productions in the future.
In fact, we have quite a few pictures that are lining up, knocking on the door in Arkansas, going, we want to shoot here. This is a really exciting place.
Heald says the Bentonville Film Festival has a lot to do with that. Over the last 4 years, it's brought hundreds of filmmakers to the area.
That really was the turning point for Arkansas in being taken seriously in the film markets. Of going, look, like, we have a film community here. We have brands that are buying your movies every day. You know, we want to be a player here.
On top of that, Heald says, Arkansas already has a worthwhile film incentive rebate program. Successful productions can get up to 30% back on qualified expenses and employee salaries.
So that could be used to help pay investors back their money. It could be used for advertising and promotion towards the release of the movie, all of those things.
Each project has to be evaluated and approved for the incentive. And right now, the rebate program is set to end in June of this year. Heald says he and other members of the production community want to find a stable source of funding to keep it going.
In a lot of these states, the rebates are funded by the films themselves. So as a film comes into the state, the things they spend money on are being taxed, and the things they spend money on, that tax money they're paying is going back into that incentive rebate program. So the films coming in, they're spending all of this money in the state in a short period of time. All that money that we're taxing them on then gets put back into that rebate program, and those tax dollars are what are funding that rebate program, creating a sustainable program that's funded by it being used.
Many other states have incentive programs too, so Heald says productions will often shop around for a location.
And that's how it's always been. It'll always, film production will move. It'll travel wherever the incentive is there, wherever they're going to get the best deal to produce those movies, because movies are, it's a financial game, right?
And more of that financial game is making it to Arkansas. For a long time, the state averaged 1 to 2 feature productions a year. But according to Heald, that's going to change quickly in the coming year.
Now it's pretty consistently, we're looking at, you know, we're going to easily be at 3, if not 5 features in Arkansas this year alone. I think we could see as high as like an 8 or 10 number. And this is just the beginning. So like, I think 2019, people are going to see more production in Arkansas than they've ever seen.
In the foreseeable future, Heald says, Arkansas has the potential to be a place where film crew sightings become a regular occurrence.
So that's going to be, I think, a really exciting thing for people, is they're just going to start seeing film crews out. You're going to drive through downtowns and you're going to see a film crew closing down a road. And all I can say is be welcoming, like, be excited about it. Film crews can be tiresome sometimes, like, they can be grouchy. They've probably been working for horribly long hours, creating somebody's vision and making it amazing. But they're showing off Northwest Arkansas. They're showing off our region.
And Heald says he's looking forward to having the soundstage at Farm Studios be one of many such facilities in the region. Because just like having the necessary crew, building more infrastructure is also going to play a role in growing a video production economy in the state. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
And Zach Heald says they chose to put the production facility in Hiawassee because of the availability of space. He says they're thinking ahead to eventually building a much bigger soundstage on the property.